And I'm joined on the line by Jodie Phyllis. A very good afternoon to you, Jodie. Welcome to 100% Homegrown. Welcome to Highland FM.
Thank you so much.
Look, absolute pleasure. Now, Jodie, all of your stuff going back to the early 90s with alternate rock band The Clouds, all of your solo stuff is just absolutely stunning. It's beautiful.
And thank you so much.
Yeah, and as broadcasters here at Highland FM, we're all looking very much forward to featuring your latest body of work from your album, We Need to Be Free. And just reading your bio here, arguably your strongest work yet. Oh, Jodie, all your work is strong. Hypnotic. Now, I do need to ask, what made you want to become a musician, Jodie?
Boy, that's a big question. I don't know. It was just in me. I mean, I grew up in a musical and show-busy family. So I think, and I was surrounded by thousands of incredible records, jazz, classical, really good pop that my dad was obsessed with, and my mother was a singer. So I think it was just kind of, you know, how could I not be a musician?
Obviously, you grew up in a musical family. Did you play any instruments at school in junior years or in high school?
Well, look, I was in a choir, a really fantastic choir in Lane Cove in the North Shore of Sydney. And it was run by a fantastic teacher called Pamela Hind. And then she handpicked a select group of kids that could sing naturally well. And then we became an outside of school time choir. So it was with her mentoring, you know, her incredible tutoring that she trained our ears and our voices and breathing control and everything. And that was an incredible start, you know. That was just embedded in me from very early on, how to pick a harmony, how to, you know, really close complex harmonies, how to sing a long strong note, things like that that I learned when I was, you know, before the age of 10.
Because that's one thing you are known for, is that hypnotic harmony. You had that with the Clouds. Yeah, and it's certainly carrying over to your solo projects. What was the inspiration behind this latest album, We Need to Be Free?
Well, I usually don't know, you know, what kind of album I'm writing until I've written a whole bunch of songs and then they kind of tell me what direction we're going in. I'd gone through a difficult breakup after a 20-year relationship with Tim Oxley, who I'd been friends with forever and collaborated with for decades. So that was huge, and that, you know, a couple of the songs came from that, and then the whole We Need to Be Free thing just kind of made sense, really. And we do, like, this world's just gone so nuts.
And, it certainly has.
We've lost our sense of freedom and spontaneity.
And that loss of connection as well, but it's always great, I guess, songwriting fodder to go through that pain and loss, and all part of humanity, isn't it? Now, Jodie, do you have any hobbies or interests outside of music?
Music and art, that's my life. And, you know, I love nature and trees and all that stuff, the natural world. Bit of activism here and there, but, yeah, music and art, that's about it, really.
And what strengths do you have that make for a great artist and a great musician?
Well, I think if you're born with talent, everyone's born with some talent for something. And I recognised early on that I had musical and artistic talent, and my parents really nurtured that. But I think it does take a really strong nerve and sense of determination and, I guess, ambition. Maybe is that the right word? I don't know. It takes a real strength of character, I think, to follow that path, because it's really hard. You know, it's not normal. There's no one that has done the path before you, because art is always brand new. It's creation. You're always creating new stuff. So no one can show you how you can do that. So you have to be really determined and also just let go of expectations. It's a pretty difficult road. There's no promise of any financial security, anything at all. It's a bit of a wild ride, but worth it. You can't help it. Like, if that's what you're meant to do, then that's what you're meant to do.
And what is it about music that makes you feel so passionate, Jodie?
It's just the most mysterious and beautiful thing that humans can do, I think. Yeah, I don't know. I can't even imagine a world without music is not worth being in, really. Let me rephrase that. If I was deaf, how would I feel? I would still have music inside me. It's just the most important thing to me. And so is art. Any creative expression, to me, it's like that human making nature. Nature is here. It exists. We are nature. We all exist for whatever reason. And I don't know how we all exist. But humans, what we do is create art, whether that's music or dance or paintings, whatever. That, to me, is the most fundamental thing. That's our sense of beauty. It's our sense of purpose. It's our expression. It expresses everything that we go through. For me, that's it, what it's all about.
It's a part of our social fabric, isn't it?
Yeah. Without it, it's just life would be completely unbalanced.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And as you mentioned, it is uncharted waters for all creatives and sort of putting yourself out there. And yeah, I just think it's absolutely fascinating. And what is your least favourite part about being a musician, Jodie? Because it is uncharted waters. I think we're all like wayfaring strangers.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the creation part is the good part. That's the part that I'm addicted to. And I think anyone who does this for a living or most of their day, every day, it's a high. The downside is no one's going to pay you for it unless you've really worked at it so hard and found a way to make it viable. And, you know, it's getting harder and harder. But yes. I don't want to go down that that kind of negative road. There's no stability. There's really not much support. So that's the downside.
Well, I hope that's all going to change. I mean, it's something very special about being able to pluck something out of the ether and creating it and having it resonate with an audience.
Absolutely, yeah. I think so too.
And can you tell us a little bit about or describe your creative process when you're writing new music?
Well, yeah, it's kind of evolved. I think as I've become more of a this is what I am, this is what I do kind of person along my path making music, I trust my own rhythm of what project I'm in at the time. So if I'm writing it for an album, then my invisible antenna goes up and that's the zone I'm in. I'm in writing zone. So whether I'm going for a walk or doing the dishes or driving the car or sitting down playing guitar or piano or whatever, then I'm ready for the songs to come in, and they do. Like, they're ready. And then sometimes it's not the right time to be doing that. Like, you've got a million emails to do, or you're in kind of the more boring part of the job, which is reaching out to people and organizing stuff. And that's not the time to receive the song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or I might be in composing for a TV show. Then I'm in that zone and the antenna goes up for that stuff. I don't know. I find it really easy. I've never really had a writer's block situation. I think because I do so many different things, it keeps it always interesting and fresh.
Do you suffer performance anxiety ever? I mean, are there any particular rituals that you go through to sort of keep that performance anxiety at bay?
I've never really suffered that. Actually, yeah, going on live TV, it happens to me. I get extremely nervous. That's because there's a camera involved and the live thing. I've never been afraid of going on a stage and singing in front of anyone. So that part's fine. But going through COVID, though, I do get tour anxiety. Like, I've got it now because it's just so uncertain. You just don't know whether things are going to go ahead or not. And that's really not fun. You don't know if tickets are going to sell. It's pretty weird. That's really affected me. I don't know about how other artists feel, but I'm sure it is affecting them too.
Yeah, I think that's a shared emotion. Now, which skills, Jodie, have you gained that you think help you perform effectively as a musician?
Well, playing with lots of different people and learning from them, and you just pick up little tricks here and there. The more you play, the better you get. But also, like, I practice meditation twice a day. I've needed to do that just to calm my brain down and stop going into periods of depression or anxiety or whatever, which I used to go through quite regularly in my younger days. So that really helped so much, and I think that helps everything.
Now, are there any musicians who inspire you? And if so, what qualities do you admire about them, Jodie?
At the moment, I'm really into Wiseblood. Do you know her? I don't know her name, actually. That's the name she goes under. She's an American singer-songwriter. It's very psychedelic and kind of melancholy, a bit Carpenters, a bit George Harrison. I love that kind of a bit hippie, very West Coast harmonies, melancholy melodies.
Sort of a hint of Americana. I noticed that in your latest album, We Need to Be Free. It's that very folky. It's got everything. That's why I think it's really hard to put your finger on exactly what sort of genre it is. It's just beautiful music.
Thanks. Well, yeah, I mean, I am part American. That kind of that comes out. But yeah, I like really highly melodic stuff. I like people who really explore and push the boundaries of melody. I don't mean just for the sake of pushing the boundaries. I mean to create the most beautiful, unexpected thing that anyone has ever heard. They're the kind of artists I love. That's why I love Brian Wilson and George Harrison and Wiseblood, as I said. I still listen to the stuff from the 60s and 70s, Joni Mitchell and Scott Walker and Cat Stevens and Leonard Cohen. But there's a lot of newer artists as well that I can tell are inspired by those same people. And they're like Wiseblood or Aldous Harding. I discover a lot through streaming, actually. A lot of new artists who are making that kind of music, and that's really exciting.
Jodie, what's the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Boy, that's a really tough question. I think I needed to prepare for that one.
When you create work like you do, it really doesn't matter. I think your stuff is just absolutely wonderful. Look, before I let you go, what's next for Jodie Phyllis? You've just released a stunning album, We Need to Be Free. I encourage everyone to jump onto the Highland FM webpage, have a listen, buy some of Jodie's stuff, support our Australian artists. Look, it's so important, whether that be buying merch or buying the music.
The album's out on clear vinyl and black vinyl and CD, so that's pretty beautiful package.
Isn't it nice that vinyl's back? I mean, it's something really special about holding a vinyl record in your hand. It's so
just the warmth that comes out of those grooves. There's nothing like it. I'm composing music for a couple of shows, so that'll take me up to the end of the year, and then the Clouds go and do a big tour for Penny Century 30th anniversary tour.
I cannot believe that is 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I know. It's
gone?
Crazy. So yeah, I'm going to do that. Then I'll try to have a bit of a holiday, and then next year I've got a folk album brewing, I think. I'll probably put the antenna up for that kind of acoustic-y, stripped-back album. And I'm also planning to go to Italy, to Positano, to write songs for Gianni Menichetti's poems, and the poems are all about Valli Myers, the Australian artist. And he was her lover for 30 years or something, and he still lives over there. He's Italian. Do you know Valli Myers?
Yes, I do, yes.
Yeah, so that's the project that I'm excited about and hoping to move a bit further ahead next year. I'm doing an album of songs with his lyrics.
He writes just so beautifully. And what's coincidentally enough, it is actually National Poetry Month this month here in Australia.
Is it?
Yes. Where we are. Yeah, well, the aim is to increase awareness and visibility of poetry in all of its forms for all audiences.
That is our first language, I think, of human beings. Poetry, that's like the very bare essence of who we are. I think that came before every other art form. I don't know if that's
I would tend to agree. There's actually a wonderful quote by Muhammad Darwish. I mean, poetry and beauty are always making peace. When you read something beautiful, you find coexistence. It breaks walls down. And I particularly like Robert Frost's quote that poetry is a way of taking life by the throat.
Whoa, yeah.
Jodie, you've got a tour coming up. If people listeners want to jump onto the Highland FM webpage, head on over to the Artist of the Month page. There's a link that will take you through to all of Jodie's forthcoming gigs. And Jodie, looking forward to watching you perform on the 17th of December. You'll be in town for the 100% Homegrown concert.
Yeah, can't wait for that.
Me either. There's a lot of us that can't wait for that, Jodie. But Jodie, look, I'll let you go. But look, thank you so much for sharing your beautiful music and for all you do for the Australian music industry.
Oh, thanks so much, Adam. I really appreciate you guys getting behind it. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure.
Highland FM 100%.